Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And right now, more than 100,000 people in the U.S. are waiting for a kidney transplant. That's a longer waiting list than for any other organ. And each year, only about 1 out of 6 of those patients will get a new kidney. Who's next in line is a delicate and high-stakes question, and the answer has recently changed. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN in Cleveland's Joanna Richards explains.
Matching patients with donor organs is a complex process with medical, ethical, and practical considerations. But there are still often many potential matches for each available kidney. So how to decide who gets it?
We, of course, prioritize prior living donors. We prioritize pediatric patients.
That's Mark Ader, a transplant surgeon at University Hospital's Case Medical Center in Cleveland. He's vice chair of the Kidney Transplantation Committee at UNOS, the United Network for Organ Sharing. UNOS oversees all U.S. transplants, and Ader says his committee came up with a better way to allocate kidneys to needy patients. The changes took effect last month. Ader says most patients won't see much of a change in wait time. But for some, the new rules will make a dramatic difference.
Everything about football is important.
Mike Brown and his mom, Vicky Brown, talk football on a game night at her home near Cleveland. A dozen relatives dig into chicken, pies, and homemade onion rings.
I'm from Cleveland, so I'm a diehard Browns fan. I have to show love for the Dallas Cowboys.
Along with football and family, Mike Brown loves to act. He's in college full-time and has a part-time job with the Cleveland Indians baseball team. He has to fit all of that around what amounts to his other part-time job, dialysis.
Okay, celebrity Mike, come on.
At his dialysis center, Brown settles into an easy chair next to a boxy machine he relies on to do the work his kidneys don't. He looks away as the nurse inserts 2 needles into his forearm, one to take the blood out, one to bring it back in. In between, the machine cleans it of waste and removes excess fluid.
This is where I was sick for the next 4.5 hours.
Brown, who's 31, has been coming for dialysis 3 times a week for nearly 12 years. Afterward, he's drained and can't do much.
You have to plan an entire day around doing this.
But earlier this month, because of the policy changes at the United Network for Organ Sharing, Brown moved years ahead on the transplant waiting list. As you might expect, with hearts and lungs, people most likely to die soon without one are given first priority for transplants. But kidneys are different because dialysis, though burdensome, can keep patients alive. So kidneys are largely first come, first served. Brown could have gotten on the waiting list more than a decade ago when he got sick, but he says the thought of surgery scared him. 3 years ago, his new doctor insisted he reconsider. He would likely live better and longer with a transplant. So Mike Brown got in line. Under the old rules, it would be a few more years before a kidney might become available. Ader of UNOS says patients with earlier and better medical care often get listed sooner.
We find that not everybody had the same opportunity for listing at an equivalent time.
That's because to get on the waiting list, a patient has to be plugged into the healthcare system. Usually a doctor acts as an advocate, helping to navigate the process. Jeff Kahn is a bioethicist at Johns Hopkins and used to work with UNOS, including on kidney policy. He says what that means is when a patient gets listed might have nothing to do with how long they've been sick. It might just signal how quickly they got to a good doctor.
It's reflective of the disparities that exist across our healthcare system.
Kahn says the new policy aims to level the playing field. The way patients get listed is the same, but once they're listed, their waiting time is measured back to when they started dialysis. So Ader says Brown is now likely to get a new kidney within the next 6 months. Along with making the system more equitable, UNOS also wanted to maximize use of a scarce resource by better matching patients and organs based on their likely longevity. Kahn says there was concern that organs from donors who were young and healthy when they died were too often going into older, sicker recipients. Then when they died, their kidneys' years of potential utility were lost.
So you can make an argument that from an ethics perspective, it was an irresponsible use of that resource.
On the other hand, always matching kidneys in patients with the longest life expectancies would penalize older and sicker people.
That seems to cut against one of the reasons we want to transplant people, right? We want to transplant them because their health is in jeopardy.
Kahn says UNOS' new policy seems aimed at a sweet spot, what he calls a balance between equity and utility. Back at the dialysis center, Mike Brown says he got his first phone call about a potential kidney match just a week after the changes kicked in.
I was excited. I was almost in tears.
He was one of a handful of patients put on standby.
You know, I have to think about, God, what, you know, what would it be like not to have to do this every other day of my life?
Brown ended up losing out to someone higher on the waiting list, but he knows it's a good sign. It'll be his turn soon. For Here and Now, I'm Joanna Richards in Cleveland.